nice to relax, and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the weekend with those two girls.
Here we go.
Happy Saturday, Brizzy. We're here. We're awake. Sarah's reading the paper. Can you please put that down?
I'm sorry. I know. I just don't feel my weekend is complete unless I've read the Saturday and Sunday papers. When I get to Monday and I haven't done it, I feel disappointed.
Okay. Well, tell me something interesting then.
Okay. I have got something interesting. It reminds me of us, actually. Oh. So in today's Courier Mail on page 13, there's a story about an unlikely friendship. A monkey has adopted a 4-week-old chicken.
Wow.
Don't you think that's
all
like
you've
us?
Got for me? Like, what do you mean it's like us?
Well, like, you're the monkey.
Oh.
I'm the chicken.
You're so annoying. That's what you are.
And we've got 2 whole hours together today.
Hey,
yes.
Guys, we are going to kick off with Game of Suburbs. So 13, 10, 60, if you want to play the best game going on radio, give us a buzz. We're playing next.
We're going north of the CBD. Winner gets a prize.
Oh, you do.
Oh, you do.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Game of Suburbs.
Okay, guys, it is time for Game of Suburbs. Now, this is the game that celebrates our beautiful suburbs of Brizzy. Every week, Sarah and I, we choose a suburb and you guys have to guess. Now, we make it really hard because you only get one clue per caller and we're ruthless. You've just got to get in there with an answer.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, today's winner is going to score a family pass to Gladiators, Heroes of the Coliseum, which is on show every day at the Queensland Museum. And you can grab your tickets if you're interested from the museum website. Let's get this suburb party started with Prue from Sandgate. Howdy doody.
Oh, hey, God. Guys.
Just ignore her, Prue. I don't even know who says howdy doody anymore. I'm just like, I'm a bit embarrassed for you right now. Okay, Prue, here's your first clue. Like we told you before, right, we're 10 kilometres north of the CBD, so get that into your noggin.
All right.
And your first clue is, hit it, Sarah.
Prue, it was first known as Downfall Creek because when the Gympie Gold Rush started back in 1867, many travellers heading north would run into trouble at the creek. What do you think it is?
Is it Albany Creek?
Look, it's a good guess.
Good guess.
Solid, Prue, but incorrect.
You're very smart.
All right,
thank
Kyle,
you for that.
Kyle from Oxley. Here's clue number two. Please don't have a heart attack, but there's a Prince Charles hanging around.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
I've got no idea. I'm not even from Brisbane, so.
Oh,
Kyle. I mean, that makes it even better that you've called up, Kyle. But we're going to have to say goodbye. Caitlin from Burp and Gary. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Caitlin, you might guess it on this one.
She might.
One of Australia's largest Westfield shopping centres is here.
Yeah, I was going to say Chermside.
She's a winner.
Oh,
she's
a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Woo!
Yes.
Caitlin, you are off to Gladiators, Heroes of the Coliseum. How are you feeling?
Oh, good.
Hey, Caitlin, our fourth clue was going to be rhymes with germ side. So, you know, that would have given it away to the next person. So consider yourself lucky.
If you didn't know that, you don't live in Brisbane.
Correct. Correct. Yes. All right, guys.
Caitlin, thanks for playing, guys. Same time, same station, Hit 105 next week.
Those two girls on Hit 105. Ordinary Brisbaneites with a drive to succeed. Let's
drive. We love a good Brizzy success story, and that's exactly what Driven is all about.
Yeah, it's the people who are driven to get stuff done. We want to hear everything about their ride so far, how they did it, the ups, the downs, because we're curious and we're pretty sure you are too.
Thanks to West Point Autos, today we're chatting to John Stainton. Now, he's the Walt Disney of the Brisbane food van scene and the founder of Eat Street Markets.
Hey, John, thanks so much for coming in. For people listening who may not have been, could you tell us in one sentence what Eat Street Markets is all about?
It's the Disneyland of food in Brisbane.
Oh, how good does that sound, Sarah? I'm really interested in knowing, to me you're a bit of a Brisbane visionary. I wanted to know what drove you to dream up Eat Street Markets.
Well, going back 4 years ago, I don't know if you know Peter Hackworth, but she's like the doyen of markets in this town. She started one 30 years ago at Riverside.
And she's got Boggo and right. Kelvin Grove and every other market in Brisbane. Yep.
She's the doyen. So she played around with that for a couple of years. And then Peter came to me. She rang me one night and said, could you come in and talk to me tomorrow about an idea I've been trying to do? Through a process of elimination, we decided to do something that no one else has done around town, which was a night street food market. We opened November 2013 and it was packed. We had to shut it 3 or 4 times during the night and move forward 4 years, and we've opened a second version of it now and it was packed. We had to shut it 3 or 4 times.
John, I want to hear it from the horse's mouth. Why should I go to eat street markets?
I'm very disappointed that I haven't been there. I don't know whether I should tell you about it.
I mean, can you believe she's on Brisbane Radio? And let's just throw her under the bus, shall we?
That would have been the first thing you should have done.
Yeah, look, it's on my to-do list.
It's friendly for everybody. You know, it's friendly if you're a 20-year-old, it's friendly if you're 50-year-old or a family man, you know, and lady that have got your kids and that. It actually does cater for the whole gamut of all the demographics, which is very difficult when you're looking at, you know, how you're going to cross-purpose it to that. You know, if you make it too young and you're trying to attract all the 20-year-olds and stuff, then you have to gear it that way, the music and everything you do. But we've sort of found a happy mix, you know, where we don't really turn off the 20-year-olds and we don't turn off the 50 or 60-year-olds and we don't turn away the families. They seem to love it too.
How do you chase down that dream and make it happen? Because there's a lot of people listening who might have the idea and then they freeze.
I think it's basically, if you get an idea, you can't really stop and think about the downfalls of anything. And I'll give you an example of this. About in 2014... I live at New Farm and look at the Story Bridge, and I was standing on my balcony looking at the Story Bridge and I'm thinking, that's going to have a birthday shortly, I'm sure of it. So I went and Googled it, and yeah, sure enough, next year, the 2015, it was going to be 75 years old. And I thought, that deserves a party, you know. So I rang and made an appointment to see the Lord Mayor and went in and said, look, I want to hold a party. We're going to do the big party on the bridge. And he loved the idea.
Who was that, Quirky?
Yeah,
love Quirky.
I love that man.
Is that you that ran that party, shut the bridge down?
I did.
That was you?
Oh, I did.
I wanted to go to that, but it was like...
You know what?
The tickets sold out.
I know, but now we know John.
Well,
but
that's it. We're in.
The next time,
we're on the bridge, we're on the river.
When it turns 100, it'll happen again. So
we'll host it for you, John. It's okay. We'll do it for you.
And we just have to start knocking on the Lord Mayor's door, obviously. And be like, we want to hold a party in my backyard.
So that was your idea. You had an idea to just throw a party... And you just made it happen by asking questions and just going for it?
But you know what? If you'd have stopped and think about it and then it gets too hard, you know, people think, oh, you'll never get in to see the Lord Mayor. Oh, no, you won't. No one will want to listen to that idea. But basically, if you believe in what you want to do, you'll do it.
I love that.
Me too.
You do.
That's
cool.
Oh,
that's brilliant.
You're a man of many talents, John. Yeah. We're so happy that you've shared some of your little secrets with us.
Well, keep them to yourself, though.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Talk about germs again. I know I'm a bit obsessed with them, but there's been gastro everywhere through the city.
There's been flu.
Sorry, guys. That was my fault.
What happened?
Sarah was just talking and nobody could hear you.
Oh,
Brisbane
gosh.
Was having a moment of peace and respite.
The first half of that story sucked anyway, so go start again.
Start again, Sarah. Right. Start again.
Before I was so rudely silenced, I was saying... There's been so many germs in Brisbane. There's the gastro outbreak, the flu, and, I mean, the guts and glory didn't stop at my house again this week. Just when I thought we were in the clear, no.
Again.
My eldest girl, who's in grade one, woke up on Wednesday morning. Mum, my eye's a bit stuck together. I've got so much sleep in it. And I looked at her and it was like
Cyclops.
Pink eye. Well and truly pink eye. And I said, well, Di, you can't go to school today. It's too contagious. She's like, Mum, it's school photos day. I have to go.
Oh.
Well, I emailed the school and I was like, look, I'm really sorry. She's got conjunctivitis. Can I just bring her up for that 15-minute window so she can get her photo taken and not miss out? And the school said, yep, that's fine. Photos are at 11:40. So we rocked up to school and all her little friends, classmates were lined up and they saw her and they were like, oh, you're here. And I told her to keep it on the down low. I'd packed her with some hand gel in her pocket. I was like, just line up. Just say you've got an appointment. She gets there. Guys, don't touch me. I've got the gitis.
Vaginas.
And then I could see her. She was so animated talking about how her eye was totally stuck together that morning. I was like, please be quiet.
She's like, gather around. I'm highly contagious. Come, my friends.
Anyway, she lined up. So God knows what those school photos are going to look at. I mean, I paid $40 to have her photograph with pink eye. If we put that in a frame, I'll just be like, everyone, just look at her clear eye.
Memories. No. Good memories of year one. Well,
have you actually managed to stay clear?
Yeah, my kids are pretty robust, although Remy got sent home with a headache on Thursday. Just a headache. So I was panicking because we were here at work, weren't we?
You were thinking, oh my gosh, we've got the gastro.
He's got the gitis. He's got the gastro. Something's bad. Got home. My mother-in-law had him, God bless her. And I was like, what's going on? Are you okay? Are you fine? He's like, yeah, I just had a headache. Just really wanted to neck some Barocca. He just drank two massive glasses of Barocca. That's all he wanted.
Right as rain. Right as rain.
What a pest.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
All righty, Sarah. Now, you know how Dane loves a bit of Gumtree action,
oh,
right?
Oh, and I love that he loves some Gumtree action. But you are the blocker. In the past, Dane has asked for a camel, a jetty for the dam, a clay pizza oven and a beehive. And you have said, nope, nada, nil,
that's
not
right.
Happening. Now, is he gifting us with another request from Gumtree?
Yes, he is. And it's as ludicrous. And I'm not happy. Okay, guys. He wants a Harley Davidson Road King. And this is how he put it to me, right? He and I are going away on a romantic weekend. Sorry, a romantic little getaway on Monday. And it's about 2 hours away. And he said to me, all romantic-like, he said, how do you want to get there? And I said, oh, I don't know. Like, what are you thinking? Like a helicopter? Like, I'm getting excited. And he's like, how about a motorbike? And how about we buy one? And I was like, you rotten thing. Like, honestly, this is meant to be about
not even
us.
Hire
and
one.
Now this, he's using our romantic getaway to buy himself a bike.
But why does he want to buy, like, are you riding in a sidecar, like Muttley beside him?
Or I would like that, Sarah. No. He's after, okay, so he's found a Harley Davidson Road King. It's $11,500. What is he?
I don't know.
Made
I thought Harleys were really expensive. I thought they were 30 or 40. So 11 and a half could be a bit of a Gumtree bargain.
Can you stop it? You don't give him more. That's what he said. He said to me, if I sell this thing tomorrow, we'll make money. That was his first thing, why we should buy it. And I was like, but if you're buying it, why would you want to sell it so soon anyway?
He's an ideas
and
man.
And then he said, look at the pillion seat, which is that little seat on the back. He said, it's fit for a queen. That was just his way of buttering me up.
I mean, how can you say no?
I said no loud and clear. So 131060, guys, has a Harley Davidson enriched your life? Should I let Dane get it? I mean, we don't have the money for this.
Can you have a romantic getaway on a motorbike together? Couple seated up.
Oh, my butt is sore just thinking about it.
131060, has a Harley enriched your life? Give us a call.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
What do you want?
450.
But jousting sticks.
Just let me buy your stuff on Gumtree and have some fun, please.
Selling me. Dreaming.
Yes, for those of you who don't know, Lise's husband, Dane, loves a spot of Gumtree action. And he comes up with ideas that I think are quite lovely. Lise thinks they're crazy. And his latest request is to buy a Harley Davidson in order to take he and Lise on a romantic getaway.
I mean, I just feel used. I feel used that this romantic getaway that we rarely get to do, Sarah, and he has found this, he has used this as an excuse to want to buy a Harley Davidson Road King for $11,500.
But he thinks he can make some money on it with resale. So we're putting it to the people on 131060. Has a Harley Davidson enriched your life? Donna from Strathpine, take it away.
You have to let him get it. I got one for my husband for his 50th. It was ultra limited, and sitting on the back of it was just so relaxing. We travel around Australia on it, and now I've got my own. So you have to really get it, definitely.
Okay, but Donna, can I take a leaf out of your book and get it for him when he's 50? He's only 37. I've got 13 years up my sleeve here.
Well, you maybe could wait till he's 40.
Oh, gosh.
He wanted the pizza oven when he's 40.
Yeah, he's getting the clay pizza oven when he's 40, Donna.
His and hers Harleys, Lise. I like the sounds of it for you. I could picture you on it. Hey, Brooke from Wellington Point, has a Harley enriched your life?
Look, I'm anti-motorbikes either way, but I have a more practical question for you.
How was he expecting to get all of your luggage to this romantic getaway on the back of a motorcycle? Are you going to have like giant backpackers?
Well, and this is the thing. You know how this is going to roll. I'm going to be the idiot carrying the giant backpack on the back of the motorbike. It's ridiculous. The whole thing is ludicrous. And
it might be a way of getting you naked for the whole week, though. Like, you could maybe be a win-win situation.
He's only human. Brooke, this is the thing, right? And he doesn't want saddlebags on the bike. He doesn't like saddlebags. So I'm like, so what? Where do we put stuff? Thank you very much. Michael from Springfield, what do you think? Should I let him get the Harley?
I think you should. And the reason I say I think you should is because I'm in a same-sex relationship. I know that doesn't really matter. But anyway, when the first time I went on a date with this guy,
yeah,
he picked me up on a Harley. And honestly, it was the most amazing thing that ever happened. And also just, and even if you don't like it after your romantic getaway, you can sell it and you'll make money on it. So,
well, Michael's an ideas man.
This
just
is
like
the
Dane.
Thing, though, Michael. I know I'll like it. I've been on the back of a motorbike. I'm with you. It's exhilarating. But what's not exhilarating is when $11,500 is drained from my account. I mean, our account.
What happens if you resell it for, like, say, 20?
But we're not going to resell it. Michael,
even 12. Even 12. You've made a grand.
Exactly. No, you know, that's, yeah, that's my point. You might be making some money on a refund.
I think all of Brisbane is against
me. I've got a better idea. Why don't you take a leaf out of what my mum did? Hi, Bez, if you're listening. So my dad really wanted a Harley. He was around Dane's age, and mum just put her foot down, but dad was pretty persistent. Anyway, one birthday, mum bought dad a Harley Davidson alarm clock.
Oh, yes.
It's still going strong. So whenever they wake up, it goes like this. Vroom, vroom, hit the road.
Yes, I like the sound of that. It can probably only
set me back.
Why
don't you buy that off Bez? Mum, Lee's going to call you after the show.
$20.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Here we go.
Yes, morning, Brizzy. It's the second hour of our little show, and we've got big plans this afternoon, don't we, Lees?
Oh, we certainly do. How many hours to go, Sarah, until we go?
T-minus 7 hours until we are courtside at Boondall watching the Aussie Diamonds take on the England Roses in the netty.
The netball. I've never been to a big fancy netball game.
Have you? Nor have I. I spent many an hour watching my sister play netball when she was younger because I couldn't catch for quids. So I was just a cheerer.
Are you going to wear some green and gold?
I don't really have anything green and gold. I'll probably just whip out my puffer vest again. This is my last weekend. I can probably wear it.
Sarah, you've got to stop with the puffer vest. It doesn't make you look athletic.
Then I'll go into mourning because I've got to pack it away.
Your puffer vest and your puffer. Asthma puffer. It's not a good look, but okay. Hey, is there a kiss cam? This thing? I'm keen. Like, imagine
well,
if you and I...
I think it's broadcast on Channel 9 this
brilliant.
Afternoon.
So, Brisbane, if you're going to be watching the Netty on Channel 9, watch out for Kiss Cam. Sarah and I are going to try and
Let's
map on.
Let's make it happen. Even if it's not up, even if it's not on. Oh, good grief.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Hey, guys, how much have we heard about Google Home in the last few days? I mean, if you've been living under a rock, Google Home, it's every second ad. Sarah, do you know what it is?
Yeah, I had to look it up because I was a bit confused. So it's a voice-activated, internet-connected personal assistant that lives in your home.
It's like Siri, right? But so you have to talk to it like, hey, Google, what am I doing tomorrow? What's on my calendar? Or, hey, Google, where's my nearest pizza place? And it talks back to you in your very own home.
Yes. Yeah.
What are your thoughts? You look troubled.
Well, I am troubled by it. I'm pretty iffy on the whole thing, actually, because it means that you've got technology that's constantly listening in your house. So you can't have 100% privacy because it's constantly listening to hear that activation, right? The OK Google or the Hey Google.
So basically you sync it up to like your Gmail account and you can really curate it, like program it to react to everything you like or you need. So yeah,
but
it does
also
know
in your house listening to what you'd watch on telly when you're not at home. Like it would really
It's like a robot in
your
house. Yeah, it can even turn your lights on and off. It's cool. Well, I got to take it home last night, Sarah. I wanted to review it.
Yeah,
and
what'd you think?
I found it on our boss's desk, so I just nicked it.
That doesn't sound like you at all.
Well, look, it started off pretty well because Remy asked a pretty educational question, actually.
Okay, Google, what healthy food is there?
On the website fitnessmagazine.com, they say healthy food number 5, salmon.
I love salmon, Google. I love salmon, Google. Okay, Google, I love salmon.
No.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Yeah, so, I mean, he was interacting with it pretty well, as you can see.
Yeah, wow, like besties.
And then he asked Google to take him on a musical journey. Listen to this.
Okay, Google, sing a song.
Song, song, songs, I love singing songs.
All right!
The end.
Okay, Google, sing Spit Out the Bone.
Of course.
Spit Out the Bone was recorded by Metallica.
Okay, and then...
Oh, was that Maxie at the end going, oh!
Maxie was like, oh, this thing's a genius. And then it really just took a nosedive and well and truly degenerated into boys being boys.
Okay, Google, what sound does a fart make?
Sorry, I don't understand.
Hey, Google, what sound like a pee with 50 though?
Sorry, I'm not sure how to help with that, but I'm learning more every day.
Okay, Google, that's very good that you're learning, but is Maxie annoying?
Yeah, so that's how it went down in my house. This was all over fish and chips at the kitchen bench.
I mean, that's all nice, but what else does Google Home do apart from, like, not describe what breaking wind sounds like?
We were very disappointed that it didn't provide
sound
a
effects.
Fluff noise. Well, look, it does do stuff. Like I said before, it can sync up to your music. So you can go, hey, Google, play me some Bruno Mars, and it just, like, drops a beat. And it also syncs up to your calendar. So as I said, you can say, like, what's my day like tomorrow? And it tells you.
You
have
you just, I mean, it's
a very
bit
boring meeting with Sarah. So it's
all a bit
cool.
Lazy, though, right? I mean, you've got Siri on your phone. So, what's the difference? I mean, would you buy this, Lise?
Well, the fact that my youngest called it Doodle and not Google, for me, I was sold on that. Like, the fact that someone can say, hey, Doodle in my house, just,
I thought
I'm
they
down
did that enough
it.
Of the time anyway, with two
exactly.
boys.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Hey, I was driving my husband to the airport during the week and my favourite song at the moment came on.
Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed.
And I was like, turn it up, honey, I love this song.
Back of my hands, doing 15 in a 30.
And he said, he was like, I just don't think it's a very nice song. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, saying someone's got a body like a back rower isn't that nice.
What a twist.
And I was like, no, the lyrics are body like a back road. And he was like, I still don't think that's that great.
Yes. So the lyrics are body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand.
So I take it as like curvy body. That's nice.
I don't take it as curvy body at all. I take it as when you're in a relationship like that, you know the other person like the back of your hand. It's familiar like a back road.
Well, I want to put it to the people on 30 and 1060. Is saying someone's got a body like a back road a good thing, or is it a bit like saying you've got a face like a smash crab? Because I've driven back roads and they can be a bit bumpy. Like, they're not that great.
I mean, he's saying he's driving it with his eyes closed.
I know. Like, wake up.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it isn't. All right, well, let's take it to the phones.
30 and 1060. Is a body like a back road a good thing? What is this?
This is Amy Shark's new song, Sarah.
It's like a melodica.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Just before, we were dissecting Sam Hunt's song, Body Like a Back Road.
Body like a back road, driving with my eyes.
We love it.
It's
we
a
love
great
it.
Song.
But there's a bit of, I guess, contention. Well, a bit of, we're disagreeing over what it means is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Sarah thinks
my
it's a
husband
backhanded.
Thought the lyrics were body like a back rower, and when I corrected him and said no, it's body like a back road, he was like, "Is it still that great? I'm not sure."
I think it's lovely, but you know, come to think of it, Sarah, I did have a body like a back road for a while. I had to wear a back brace. I had scoliosis between 1994 and 1996.
So your spine was as windy as a back road. I mean, back roads sometimes you go there to get out of trouble.
Yes,
yeah, they're a bit all over the shop.
I think it just means people are familiar with their partners. I think it's beautiful. Amelia.
Annalisa, like, do you need glasses?
Need glasses? How did I just read that as
eyes
Amelia?
Like a blind bat. Can I start that song? Annalisa, what do you think?
I think it's beautiful. Like, you know, when you drive the back road, you know it so well. And it's like saying, like, it's an analogy, like, your partner so well.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's like a cool, unique way of saying something other than saying, you know, I love you.
I wonder. I wonder if people on Tinder could put that on their profile. Like, I want someone who knows my body like a back row.
I would go there.
Would you?
I would go there. What about Ray from Morayfield? What do you think, Ray? Good or bad?
Good morning, ladies, fans of the show, to tell you firstly. Oh. But yeah, very romantic, isn't it? Like, I mean, it can put whatever thoughts in your head you like. Instead of getting there fast and straight on an expensive bit of pavement, you're just taking your time. A few curves. Get there slowly, trip to the lake, bottle of wine.
Yes!
Come on, girl.
Expensive piece of pavement.
Stop
it. Possibly the most favourite thing I've ever heard anybody
grab
say.
Grab a cask of Coolabah on the way.
Yeah. My back road's still in bed. He was up till 3, waiting for our daughter to get home. Like, how good is that?
Oh, right.
Slipping out to grab her a coffee now and heard you girls. Got a call out, so my call out.
Well,
I
tell you what,
Razor,
you can call any time.
Hold on, Ray, can we actually call you Razor?
Yeah,
because
I'm taking
Sarah
it
just
to the next
threw
level.
That out.
My nickname, believe it or not,
there you go.
That is
I knew
nickname.
It. I was like, this guy sounds like Ray. Sounds like a Razor.
Ray,
we need to put you on speed dial as friend of the show, I think. We like you very much.
Mate, my wife loves a nice red wine. We're up Morayfield Way. Come on up anytime.
Sweet.
It's right near where you go camping at Bribie. We're only 20 minutes away.
Ray, how do you know so much
about
me?
Let's make friend of the show.
Daughter of the ladies. Friends of the friends. Let's do it.
Oh,
wow, this
brilliant.
Segment just went from good to even better.
Let's take it out with song.
Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed.
We're coming to visit, Razor.
Like Morayfield, here we come.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
My mic's on again. What
second
is going
time,
on with
time
this show?
Today.
Have
I think
you
got should,
something to tell
yeah,
me,
I think
Jason?
You should take the hint.
I think we should get Scotty back.
Hey, guys, it's time for Triggered on 131060. This is the time of the show where we offer you a safe place to offload the little things that have been really bugging you. Not what the government's doing. Oh, no.
Just the little stuff, guys.
Yeah.
Take a listen.
Okay. Of our favourites.
When people get up from tables and don't push their chairs in.
Triggered.
I'm a truck driver, and one thing I really hate is when you're indicating to merge left or right and the car beside you speeds up.
Triggered.
When you're driving along the highway doing the speed limit, someone is tailgating you. All of a sudden they decide to overtake you, get in front of you, then they slow down below the speed limit.
Triggered.
I work in retail. You put the hand out for the customer's money, and then they put the damn money on the counter.
Triggered.
You know what just happened to me in the kitchen just before, Sarah? I was making myself a cup of tea. And you know when you line it up, you've got the tea bag in and then you've got the tag of it hanging out the side of your cup.
Mm.
And then I poured the water in and the entire tag just went blah, blah, went inside. It's like I lost an anchor and then I've got nothing.
Well,
got nothing.
Well,
I hate it.
Can I follow on with your tea bag story? Because when you got into the studio, I had a piece of paper with notes written on it that I was still actively using, and you pulled that tea bag out and just dropped it on my piece of paper.
Triggered.
I like to plonk my tea bags. Don't
plonk you. 131060 Brisbane, what has triggered you of late?
We've got a prize too.
Yeah.
For the best / worst. Triggered. You know, we're going to give you a $100 voucher to get pampered. So 131060, guys, here we go. Triggered.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Yes, we're asking you on 131060, what has triggered you this week? Those little things that have really given you the irrits. Just before we throw to calls, Liz, I've got another one I've got to get off my chest.
You always do because you're an angry, angry lady.
It's excessive public displays of affection.
Oh, Sarah, warm up.
No, let me tell you about this. I was at a sushi place waiting for my takeaway order and there was a couple there and it was hard to tell where one ended and the other began.
Oh, God.
Yes. And the lady was, her husband had a shaved head and so she was draped all over him, like brushing his head, stroking it while they were eating it. And I was like, he doesn't really seem to be giving much back. Maybe he's not that into it. And then she dropped some rice on her hand and he leant across and licked the rice off her hand.
That was Dane and I.
Did she have being touched when I'm eating? I'm like a dog. I'm like,
did she have a body like a back road?
They were very into it.
Oh, I want to take some calls. We're going to go to Chloe from Northlake. What's triggered you, Chloe?
Retail, when you ask the customer how they are and they ignore you.
Oh, they're so
triggered.
They are so rude.
Or when you say, hi, how are you? And they're like, just looking.
hey, how are you? Yeah, and then you're scanning all their stuff, and they're like, oh, I have a VIP card. Don't you want that? And I was like, well, I was going to ask, but I thought you were on mute. So.
Triggered.
You've got some attitude, Chloe. I love it. Sarah from Dickey Beach.
I thought you were on mute.
Sarah, you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, what's triggered you?
When you've got something in your teeth and nobody tells you anything, but it's like
triggered.
A whole pack of spinach or a whole bunch of celery and nobody lets you know.
Has this happened to you recently, Sarah? You sound a little bit...
I feel I'm losing sleep over it, yeah.
Lise and I went to a lunch during the week and there were some little horsey doovies.
She means hors d'oeuvres.
prepared. And there were a lot of them with like green stuff sprinkled on them. And we were both like, nah, that's going to get in our teeth.
I went for it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It did get in my teeth.
Yeah, I didn't tell her, Sarah. Hey, Alana from Hillcrest, what's triggered you?
I'm triggered by my husband leaving things on the bench instead of putting them in the bin. The bin, I've measured it, is 85 centimetres away from the bench.
I can imagine how that's gone and you're just like, Robert, I've actually measured it. It's 85 centimetres away. Your arm span is 1.2 metres, okay? Push it across.
Is your husband's name Robert, Alana?
No, it's not, but that's exactly how it went.
We can help you out. What's his name? We'll just tell. Is he listening?
He's listening. His name's Jay.
Okay, Jay, listen to me carefully. This is something that's going to help your marriage. My husband does it all the time as well. It's poor, poor form. Just put it in the bin for Alana, okay? You're going to score some points.
And then ask her for a Harley because that's how Lisa's husband rides.
That's how it works. Andrew from Kalanga, what's triggered you?
My trigger is when people show up late to a show, like when they're in the audience.
Yeah, sorry, keep going. They're in the...
When they're in the audience, they show up 10 minutes late and then they expect everyone else to wait for them as they walk through 50 people deciding whether they should show the crutch or the butt. And then they sit down.
Oh, that is awkward.
We'll pause the live show for you. You take your time, Deborah. Not a problem. Sit down.
Okay, Andrew.
So you take your time, Deborah.
So, Andrew, as someone who works in a theatre, obviously, you must work in a production, like something like that, right, I'm taking.
Yeah,
so what is best, crotch or like crotch facing or bum facing?
I always do the butt.
It depends it would depend on the quality of the crotch or butt, I guess. But here's an idea. Get there before the show starts and then it's not even an issue.
Oh, look, yes. Timeliness. It's a value to me as well. But I do have a quality.
God, stop. The show was going.
I mean.
It was a 10 out of show.
It was a 10 out of 10.
Just went to a 6.
Why? Because I said I had a quality crotch.
Don't say it again. Don't say it again. All right.
Okay, guys.
I've lost it. I've lost the plot.
That was a brilliant show at our end. You guys were all fabulous as passive listeners with a few active callers. We're off to the netty.
Yes, netball. Here we come. Go the Samsung Diamonds. We cannot wait.
Catch us on the Kiss Cam.
There better be some hot chips there.
Bye, guys. See you, guys.
Those two girls on Hit 105.